We'd like to dedicate this shiur to the memory of Rabbi Moshe Chaim ben Shlomo Gantz, Zichron Livracha, whose Shloishim will take place, Be'ezus Hashem, on Sunday night, right after Lag Bomer. Yehi Zichro Baruch. We're still all in the state of shock in what happened in the Boston Marathon bombings. And there was one comment that I heard in the news of someone who was affected by it. And he said that in one moment, a person can go from the highest state of ecstasy to the lowest level of despair. Because many of these runners who participated in the Boston Marathon had worked for many, many years getting ready to be able to run the race. And finally, for some of them, it was their first race even. Finally, the day came, and April 15th, and they finally crossed the finish line. A dream that they had dreamt about for so many years came true. And so they're in a state of ecstasy. And then the first of the two bombs, and 12 seconds later, the second bomb. And in one moment, the person, seeing all the carnage, the horrific scene at the site, in a moment, that same person, or many people experienced this, they went in a moment from a state of high ecstasy to the lowest levels of despair. So that thought struck me very much. And I thought that we also have such a concept in the reverse. We have a concept of Yeshuas Hashem keheref ayin, that a person is in a terrible matzav, terrible things are happening to them in their lives, and then suddenly, in a blink of an eye, comes the Yeshua of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And as I was preparing for the shiur today, it struck me something I never thought of before. I have in my room a sign based on a pasuk. The pasuk says that the kohen comes to a house where there's a nega tzaras in the house. In the bricks of the house, there is some kind of, for lack of a better word, we call it leprosy. But actually, it's not real. It's not the illness of leprosy, but it was a spiritual type of. It had physical ramifications, but it was a special thing known as tzaras. And not only did it go on a person's body, but it also went on the possessions of a person, his house. So the pasuk says that the kohen will see kinega nira babayis, that like a nega was in the house. What is this lashon kin nega, like a nega? So the Chazal tell us that this was really a bracha for Klal Yisrael. It looked like a nega. It looked like something terrible. But in a blink of an eye, it changed. Why? Because the din is they had to break down that piece of the house that had the nega in it. And what did they find? They found behind it that the Canaanim had hidden gold and silver behind where they broke off the tzaras. So what they looked at as a terrible thing, at the end, it had a gold and silver lining. So that's what the pasuk is saying. Kinnega nira babayis. It appears to be a nega. That's what's in the house. So I was thinking, that's what the pasuk is saying. Yeshuas Hashem keheref ayin. If you take the letter ayin, and you take the word nun gimel ayin, nega, and you take the ayin, and you put it instead of at the back of the end of the word nega, you put it to the beginning of the word nega. And all of a sudden, what it becomes? Oneg. Okay. From nega, from a tzaras, from a terrible punishment, it comes out oneg, it comes out pleasure, it comes out ecstasy. So this is pshat, Yeshuas Hashem keheref ayin. It's the blink of the letter ayin The pashtus is, it means the blink of an eye. But the ayin could also mean the letter ayin. It's just transposing the ayin from the front of the word, from the back of the word, the end of the word, to the beginning, and from a nega becomes an oneg. And first of all, this teaches us many times it depends on a person's attitude to things. If they have a positive attitude, then even if they're struck with different nisyonis, we know that all of our lives have nisyonis. Hashem is testing us. How are we going to react to what he's sending to us? And very often, if we're just able to change our outlook on what has transpired to us, we ourselves can change from nega to oneg. And that's why the pasuk says kinnega. It only appears to be a nega. Our job is to change it into an oneg. Over Shabbos, this past Shabbos, I was in Lakewood. Someone was reading a sefer behind me. I've never seen the sefer before. I think it's called Otsros HaTorah. And I picked it up just to see what it's about. And the piece that I saw there has to do with our theme. And it was an unbelievable story of Rav Moshe Scherer, Zichron Livracha, who was the president, vice president, then president of the Agudas Yisrael for so many years. And the story is that Rav Scherer was once involved in a very difficult, I think it was a fight with the government. The government wanted to impose a certain law that would have been very bad for religious Jews. And it looked very bleak. They tried every way, and it looked like the law was going to be passed. But Rabbi Scherer was adamant, and he fought, and he fought. And in the end, he was successful. The law was not passed. And someone asked him, Rabbi Scherer, everybody else gave up. You were the only one who kept fighting. What drove you to fight to not give up? And he answered that I learned this from my mother. My mother told me a story. When I was a young child, perhaps a baby, I was sweating. I had tremendous fever, high fever, and aches. And in those days, doctors used to make house calls. So the doctor came to the house after examining me. This is what my mother told me many years later. The doctor said that your son has a life-threatening illness, and the only medicine, there's one medicine that can save his life. It's a very expensive medicine, but this is the only thing that can save his life. He wrote out a prescription, and he handed it to Rabbi Scherer's mother. So this prescription apparently cost thousands of dollars, very expensive. So his mother didn't know what to do. She didn't have the money for it. So she scraped around a few dollars that she had, and she went to the pharmacist, and she was thinking she's going to plead, you know, this is the only thing that can save my child's life. So she went in. The manager, the main owner of the store, the main pharmacist was not there, but his assistant was there. So she tells the assistant, I'll do anything. I'll sweep the floors at night for you. I don't have the money. This is all I have. Please accept it and give me the medicine that could save my child's life. So he had mercy on her, and he gave it to her. So she was ecstatic. She has the medicine to save her child's life. It was a liquid medicine. And she goes out of the pharmacy and starts walking, and suddenly someone was running and bumped into her. And it was in a glass container, and the whole thing fell down on the ground, broke into smithereens, and it was lost. She picks up the glass, and now she's frantic. This could have saved her son's life. They gave her once. She didn't know what to do. She went back again to the pharmacy. And this time, the main pharmacist was there. And she told him the whole story. She showed him the medicine with the label on it, what it was. And she pleaded with him, please, I have to save my son's life. So that he looked at it and he said, your son must have, his expression was angels in heaven. And we know, of course, that it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He said, my assistant gave you the wrong medicine. And if you would have taken this medicine, your child would have died. And he had tremendous mercy on her, and he gave her the correct medicine. And in fact, his Rabbi Sher's life was saved and went on to become the great Rabbi Moshe Sher, who did so much for Klal Yisrael. So he said that when his mother told him the story, she said, "Here you have a lesson for life, that at the moment that the glass broke and the liquid ran out, I thought that was the biggest tragedy. I thought it was a nega. And in reality, it was oineg. It was the biggest simcha that I didn't give that to my child, and I finally got the correct medicine to save his life." So this is a powerful story of how despair turns into ecstasy. In the Boston Marathon, we saw ecstasy in a minute turning to despair. Here in the story of Rabbi Sher, we have just the opposite, where Yeshua's Hashem Kerev Ayin, despair turned into ecstasy. Today is Pesach Sheni, and many of us are eating matzah today. So I don't want to speak about Pesach Sheni, but I want to speak, of course, we're in the middle of Sfiras HaOmer, we're right before Lag BaOmer, and I'd like to share with you some thoughts. The title of this shiur was Ecstasy and Evil, and like ecstasy and good versus despair and evil. So I'd like to share with you what the Slonimer Rebbe in the Nesiva Shalom tells us about the our avoda, what we are mechuyev to do during Sfiras HaOmer. So he begins with a medrash in the beginning of Parshas Emor, which is this week's Parsha. Right? Okay. The medrash at the beginning of Parsha Emor says, on a pasuk in Tehillim, Perek Yud Beis, Amoreis Hashem, Amoreis Tahoreis. The words of Hashem are words that are tohar, that are pure. It's compared to kesef tsaruf, to silver that is purified in the kiln, in the place where they purify silver. Mezukak shvasayim, it is purified seven times over. Ato Hashem tishmerein. Shvasayim means 7 times 7, 49. Ato Hashem tishmerein, please Hashem, guard them. Says the Medrash, Matsinu tenoikos b'mei David. There were children in the days of David HaMelech, ad sheloi toa mutam chet, before they were tasted sin, when they were still young, hayu yoidin lidrosh es ha-toira, memtes ponim tomei, u-memtes ponim tohar. They were able to learn in the Torah 49 ways that something is tomei, unpure, and 49 ways that it's tar. V'havid David matzle aleya. And David was davening to Hashem on these children. Ato Hashem tishmerei. You Hashem guard them. So the shivasayim that the pasuk speaks about is 7 times 7, 49. This refers to what the children were able to explain the Torah 49 ways tamei. We'll soon see exactly what this means. And 49 ways tohar. And David asked Hashem, protect them. Ato Hashem netar oraisa b'libayin. Protect the Torah that is in their hearts. So the Chazal tell us that Rabbi Akiva had a great student, a great Talmud. Talmud vasik hayolah Rabbi Akiva, shayu mitayr es ha... I think there's a mistake here. It says shayu mitayr es hasheretz. It should be shayu mitamei es hasheretz b'mem tes banim. He used to make the sheretz. We all know there are 8 shrotzim that the Torah tells us are tamei. If someone touches them, he becomes tamei. So they were metame the sheretz with 49 ways. The choizer metaroi b'memtes ponim. And then they would say the same thing. We could figure out 49 ways to make a tar. Shenemar mizukak shvasayim. It is purified. It is It is refined. The silver is refined. 7 times 7. That's the 49. So the Slonimer Rebbe Zatzal asks, how is it possible to take something and go from one extreme to the other? First you tell me 49 Tomei, then you tell me 49 ways Tar. How could it be Tomei and Tar at the same time? Doesn't make sense. And how did this is all based on the Pasuk in Tehillim, that David HaMelech was davening for these children. But the Pasuk says it's Tahiris. So how do we learn out Tomei? It says, Amoris Hashem, Amoris Tahiris. Doesn't say a word about Tomei. So how did Chazal understand that there were 49 Tomei, 49 Tar? The Pasuk only speaks about Tar. And then, what is it? It says in the Torah, Asheretz is Tomei. So, in fact, the Gemara says more that there was a Talmud who had 150 different ways to say that Asheretz is Tar. So, Tar. So, Tosis asks the question, Ma lanu b'charifa shel hevel l'tar sheretz shatarit temasei. You made up 150 ways that a sheretz could be Tar. But bottom line, is it Tar or is it Tamei? The answer is it's Tamei. It says in the Torah it's Tamei. So who needs, why are you wasting your time in figuring out all kinds of strategies why a sheretz should be Tar when we know it's Tamei? Tosis says, Ma lanu b'charifa shel hevel. It's very sharp. Different ideas why it should be Torah. But bottom line, it says in the Torah, it's Tamei. I'll tell you one which the Gemara says. One way the Gemara says is that a nachash that is that kills, but a nachash is Tar. A nachash can kill people, but a nachash himself, a snake, is Tar. If you touch a nachash, you don't become Tamei. It's not one of the 8 shrotzim. So then I'll make a kal v'chomer. If a nachash that can kill, and kill, when you kill a person, the person becomes Tamei. So if a nachash that can kill a person and create Tuma, he himself is not Tamei, so a sheretz, which cannot kill people, the 8 shrotzim are not things, they're little things that cannot kill people, so for sure that the sheretz should not be Tamei. If a nachash that creates Tuma is Tahar himself, then a sheretz that cannot create Tuma should certainly be Tahar himself. Beautiful, very good. But bottom line, the Torah says it's Tamei. The Gemara knocks off this kal v'chomer by saying if you can have a needle from a sharp bush that can go into a person, also kill him, and the needle is not Tamei, so it has nothing to do with that. Anyway, but this is Tosa's question. So the Siv Yisholm wants to answer all these questions by telling us what our avoda is during Sfiras HaOmer. During Sfiras HaOmer, we have to change ourselves. That every day we're supposed to go higher and higher. We have to go from what we sacrifice on Pesach, with the second day of Pesach, which is the Omer, which is made out of barley. Barley is food for animals. We have to go from animal, and by being metaher our midos, by improving on our character traits, we have to go a step up each day until we come to Shavuos. Shavuos, the korban of Shavuos is shtei halechem. There were 2 breads that were brought as a korban on Shavuos, and that is made from wheat. Wheat is the food of man. So we're supposed to go from Michael Behema to Michael Adam, from animal to man. By purifying our character traits, we become more and more holy, we become more and more like a man, and not, chas v'shalom, like an animal. So, he says the Slonimer Rebbe, what the Pasuk says, that the silver is mezukak shvasayim, it is refined, not sheva, but shvasayim. Shvasayim means 7 times 7, which is 49 days of the Sfira. So this is a remez to the 49 days of Sfira, which there are 7 general midos, and then each midah has 7 parts. which gives you a total of 49. If you go through the in the Sefiras HaOmer, it shows Chesed, Gvura, Hod. You have Chesed Shebigvura and Hod Shebichesed. Each you have seven main character traits, and then of the seven, in each seven, that's divided into seven parts. A total, you have a 49. But the purpose is to be metar our midos, so that we are ready on Shavuos to be mekabel the Torah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
You didn't answer about the sheretz.
We're getting there. Says Rab Chaim Vital. Rab Chaim Vital says that the tahara of midos is before the Torah. And he probably says it on Derech Eretz, Kadma la Torah. Before we get the Torah, we have to go through the 7 weeks. These 7 weeks are Derech Eretz. And that's why the Slonim Rebbe says elsewhere, that's why the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva, this is another part to this, what we were discussing, despair and ecstasy, where the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva were nifter. Why? The whole of all of Klal Yisrael is presently in a state of avelus. Men don't shave, they don't take haircuts. We're in a state of avelus. Why? Because of the 24,000 Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva who were nifter. Because shaloi nagu kavod zelazeh. They were learning together and they called each other a name. They were arguing. They didn't argue respectfully with one another. And because of that, they were nifter. So says the Slonim Rebbe, you know why they were nifter during the Sefira? Because the Sefira is the time of the year when a person is mechuyev to improve his midos, his relationships, bein adam lechaveray, between man and man. And if at that time, when Hashem is focusing that human beings, that Bnei Yisrael should improve their midos, if at that time they do just the opposite, so the midas hadin of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is more severe than at other times during the year. And that's why the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva were nifter. So our theme in this shiur today is despair and ecstasy. So again, you have that convergence here. You have the despair of the loss of the 24,000 Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva, and then on Lag BaOmer it stopped, and on Lag BaOmer was a moment when one of the greatest lights in the world was revealed, and that is with when Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai was nifter, and before he was nifter, he revealed the secrets of the Torah in the Zohar. The Zohar was revealed, so that one of the biggest lights in the world was revealed on Lag BaOmer. Again, you have the despair of the Talmid Rabbi Akiva dying, and you have the ecstasy that's in Meron. There is no greater moment of joy that the Jewish people experiences, Bizman HaZeh, than going Lag BaOmer to Meron and seeing how all the different dancing and lighting the fires and at that moment the Bein Adam LeChaveray is unbelievable, how everybody joyfully is one unit rejoicing in the great revelation of the Zohar to Klal Yisrael, and the we're experiencing the Yom HaDehilula, the Yahrzeit of the great Tana Rav Shimon Ben Yochai. So the Slonim Rebbe says that the numerical value of Memtes is also Lev Tov. Lev is 32, and Tov is 17. 32 and 17 is 49. That's also a Lev Tov, a person who has a good heart. We have in Pirkei Avos, where Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai asked his Talmidim, what is the best midah that a person can have? And one said a good eye. One said a good be a good friend, a good neighbor. The other said Lev Tov, and Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said, "I believe that he's correct. Lev Tov. That is the if a person has a good heart, that is the yisod for purifying a person's midos." So says the Slonim Rebbe. We still have to answer the Sheretz question. Says the Slonim Rebbe that purifying your midos has two parts. One is sur meira, and one is Vasei Tov. So, one is to take away the evil midos, and one is to be mashrish, to implant within a person's heart midos tovos. So that's what it meant. The tinoikos, the young children in the days of David, they were able to darshan the Torah 49 ways of tumah and 49 ways of tahara. So we asked the question: how could you darshan things one opposite of the other, tameh and tor? And how could you say that? Why do you call this imoros tahoros if it's tameh? If part of it is tummy, why do you call it Torah? And we ask the third question, what's the purpose of all this if the bottom line is it's tummy? If a sheretz is tummy, how could you... There was a Talmud of Rabbi Kiva who was able to say 49 reasons why a sheretz is tummy and 49 reasons why a sheretz is Torah. But bottom line, the Torah says there are 8 shrutzim that are tummy. So what's this... What's this wasting of brain power, harifishal hevel, Tysus calls it, to go into why it's Torah when it's tummy? Says the Slonim Rebbe, no, that the little children, the young children, the days of David, they were able to see in everything the 49 tummy and go away from that tumma. They're sur meira. So they didn't just focus on the vasei tov. That's the 49 of Tahara. They focused also on the 49 of Tumah, that we should go away from the 49 of Tumah. And Mimela, all these questions are answered. Because if your purpose is to identify Tumah, to go away from that Tumah, then the bottom line is, that's Tor. Then that's also Tor. That's why he says, it says twice, Imrois Hashem, Amoris Hashem, Amoris Tahiris. Why is the word Amoris repeated twice? Because it wants to tell you that part of it is Sur Meira, go away from evil. Part of it is Asei Toiv. But the bottom line of Sur Meira and Asei Toiv is Tor. Your goal is Tor. When they identified 49 of Tumah, it was not to go with the Tumah. It was to say that we have to make this, that this is for the purpose of Tahara. So this is the first pshat that the Slonim Rebbe says. But he says a second pshat. And the second pshat is based on a Baal Shem Tov. The Baal Shem Tov says a rule. Ein ra yored min ha-shamayim. There is no evil that comes down on this world. There's a pasuk. Me'ito le'seitze hara. From Hashem doesn't come down bad. You'll ask a question, what about all the bad midos that a person has? The answer is that those bad midos were really a matana from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to a human being that he should channel them. Like we said, I think we said in one of the last year, and we said, Avdei b'chol levavchem, not b'chol lipcha, levavchem, two laves. What are the two laves? Yetzer HaTov and Yetzer Ra. So our purpose in this world is to take the Yetzirah and channel him and to bring him into Kedusha. For example, he says, having love of Hashem or love of a fellow Jew, if we see that a person loves things that he shouldn't love, it means he took the Midah and instead of channeling it to good, he left it at the bad state. He brings down, the Chazal say, that from the parsha of that Russia, I'm not sure if it's Bilam or Esav, I didn't look up the Medrash, but he says, Mi parshasa shel oisa Russia, where it says there, Dveika, Chasheka, Chafetza, these are all words that denote a tremendous desire for something. We learn out how HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves Klal Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch, we learn from the Ra, there's a pasuk, he doesn't bring it down, but there's a pasuk that says, "May oivai techakmeini mitzvaysecha." From my enemies, I will learn your mitzvahs, Hashem. In other words, if I see, for example, may oivai from my enemies techakmeini, I will become wise mitzvaysecha in your mitzvahs. In other words, if we go,
where is this from?
This is a pasuk. I don't know the source, but It's a pasuk. And the Mefarshim explain that if we, let's say we go, we were in MetLife, we had a gathering against the internet in MetLife, right? So City Field, right? So that same stadium, they go crazy on, for the Mets in baseball. So what do we have to learn? That's a misguided love. Or the Maccabees just won the, after 12 years, the soccer tournament in Israel. So the fans are going crazy. But what do we learn? We learn that we have to go crazy. Like David HaMelech went crazy when he was dancing in front of the Aron HaKodesh. When the Sefer Torah was coming, and the Luchas, he went crazy. So we have to learn from our enemies. They're misguiding. They're using it for the wrong purpose. We have to look at it to take it for toif. And then he brings down that the Svarim HaKadoshim say that it's not only that we learn out from our enemies, from the Rishoyim, we learn out how Hashem loves Klal Yisrael, but we also have to learn out how we have to love Hashem. Hashem has chasheka, chafetza, dveka, all these languages of desire, that strong desire. We have to learn out that this affects us in our relationship with our Kaddish Baruch Hu. So now we understand, says the Slonim Rebbe, what it means that these young children knew how to darshan the Torah, mem tes panim tameh, mem tes panim tar. That means that the first pshat was sur meira. The second pshat is take that ra and channel it l'toiva. That's what the second pshat. How do you bring these midos into kedusha? Every midah can be brought into kedusha.
Like murder to shechita.
So he says. And he says according to this understanding, we understand why did the Bnei Yisrael go to Mitzrayim? What was Hashem's purpose? We know that when they left Mitzrayim, the pasuk says, "Vayishalu ishmeim re'eyu v'ishmeis re'usa v'yinatzlu es Mitzrayim." They borrowed gold and silver and everything, and the Egyptians gave it to them. Just get out of here, and they gave it to them. And the pasuk ends off, they cleaned out Mitzrayim. So the simple pshat is, they cleaned it out from physical things, from gold and silver. But the Slonim Rebbe is saying, that was the reason that they were in Mitzrayim, which was on the Mem Tesh Sharei Tuma, the lowest level, but the job of Klal Yisrael was to take all those bad midos and channel them. To now, during the Sefiras HaOmer, to go up 49 levels till Maimon Har Sinai, that was to take the Ra and all the taiva of Mitzrayim and channel it to Kedusha, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the inyan of being Metara Sheretz, that even the Sheretz, which is the source of all of Tumah, also we have to bring it to Kedusha, to the Mem Tes Panim of Torah. So how do you do that?
How do you bring
sheretz, mamish? You probably have to study what's the tum of a sheretz and why it's tameh and the lessons that you learn from it to channel to kedusha. He doesn't go into how you do it, but that's the purpose. At least we understand. Tosas asked the question: what are they wasting their time? They're not wasting their time because they're trying to focus on the tummy aspects of the sheretz so that they could channel it to the tov. Okay, one last thought that the Nesiv HaShalom brings down is that Rabbi Akiva, Ashreichem Yisrael, it's a song, we sing it also, Ashreichem Yisrael, Lifnei mi ate metarem, umi metar eschem, in front of who do you become tor, and who's metar you? And the answer is, Avichem Shebishmaim, your father in heaven, he's metar you. Ma ha-mikva metar es ha-tmeyim, af ha-kadosh baruch hu metar es Yisrael. Just like a mikvah is metar, a person who's tameh, so too Hashem is the mikvah, he purifies Klal Yisrael. So the Slonim Rebbe says a very nice thought, that this saying of Rabbi Akiva, Pashut, it goes on Yom Kippur, when we get Tahara through forgiveness of all our Averis. But the Slatim Rabbi says it also goes on the days of Svira, because the word me, begematria, is 50. So he says, that's the pshat. Lifnei me, there's two parts to the pasuk. Lifnei me atem mitarim, umi mitar eschem. So me means shvuas. That's the 50th day of the Omer, right? Lifnei me is all the days that come before me, mem yud. That's the 49 days of the Svira. So there's two parts to this process. One is the lifnei me. The days of the Svira are a time of tahara. As we say, those who say l'shem yuchud before they say Svira Soimer, in it it says, l'tareinu mikliposeinu mitumaseinu. The purpose of the Yemei Svira is to be mitar our midos, is ben adam l'chaveroi, to improve. Why? That we should be mitar from our klippas, from our shells, and from our tuma. And then we get to the level on the 50th day of mi mitar etzchem, and that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem is mitar the neshamas of Klal Yisrael, that they should be roy to Kabbalah Satayra. He brings down from the Kuznetzer that Chazal say in Pirkei Avos, Perek Hei, Loi nimtza psul ba'omer b'shtei alechem. It says there were 10 nisim that happened in the Beis HaMikdash. Two of the 10 nisim was that they never found something that would make the Omer and the Shtei Alechem pasul. So that would disqualify the Omer and the Shtei Alechem. There could have been things that made it disqualified. They never found it. That was a mess. So this is Merames on the Yimei Sviris HaOmer, which start with the bringing of the Omer. And they end with the bringing of the Shtei Alechem on Shavuos. So everything that we do during the Yemei Svira is to enable us to get to be ready for Kabbalah Satayra. So when it says there was no psul in the Omer and the Shtei Alechem, that's merames that in all the avoda of the Yemei Svira, from the beginning of Pesach until Shavuos, from, as we said, the barley, the Omer is barley, that's the food of animals, until the Shtei Alechem, which is wheat, which is the food of people, and that's our purpose, to be Matar our Midas during Svira. So we go from an animal to man. None of those processes had a defect in them. They never found a psul, not just in the actual Shtei Alechem and Omer, but rather in the Avoda, in the service. Klal Yisrael was on such a level that they never had a pgam, a defect in the service of Hashem, to go from Behema to Adam. And he says that one of the earlier Slonim Rebbeim said, that's pshat in the pasuk, Adam u'Behema Tashia Hashem. Hashem will help the man and animal. What's the animal? That refers to the Omer and the Shtei Alechem. You're starting with the Omer, which is Machal Behema, and you're ending up with the Chitim, the wheat of the Shtei Alechem, which is Machal Adam. So Hashem will help every person who wants to improve himself and go from Behema to Adam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help them. And he ends off by saying that just like the Omer is food for animals and the Shtei Alechem is food for people, so too the Omer is metahir, the body of a person, that's similar to an animal. And the Shtei Alechem is metahir, the neshama of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because it says, Moisra Adam and Abahema. What's the difference between man and animal? We have a neshama. Elokai neshama shenasata bi. So the Omer reflects how we are matar our bodies. And the Shtei Alechem reflects how we're matar our neshama. So that's what Rabbi Akiva said. Ashreichem liYisrael, lifnei mi atem matarim. That refers to the 49 days before me, before Mem Yud, before Shavuos. the 50th day. Those 49 days are to improve from an animal. That's our bodies. And umi metar eschem. And the mi is the 50th day. That tahara comes from Hashem. There's a isarusa de la sata and isarusa de la ela. There's his orus that comes from this world. There's his orus that comes down from Hashem. So the 49, lifnei mi, the 49 days before the 50th day of Shavuos, that's the guf that we ourselves can do. But the 50th day, umi, mitar eschem, who makes you into a full person, which has a neshama, which the neshama is a chelik alakam imal, is part of a kodesh baruch hu. That's ashreichem yisrael. If they miatem matar mi matar eschem avichem shebishamayim. Hashem is the one who puts the tahara not only of your guf, but also of your neshama, and that comes through the shtei alechem, which is Michael Adam, which is made out of wheat. That culminates the 49 days. We should be zeicha that we should work hard during the 49 days of Sfira, improving every day, that will be worthy to umi mitar eschem of Chag Hashvuos Habo Aleinu Latova.